This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The parents of Christian Glass will receive $19 million, the largest known police settlement in the state's history. In an interview today with CPR News, they say they hope to start a foundation to help young people. They also hope the required police training that comes as part of the settlement teaches officers to intervene when they see wrongdoing and prevent similar incidents in the future.
If any of them had spoken up and followed their legal duty to intervene, he would be alive.
Clear Creek County, whose officer shot and killed Glass, will also dedicate a public park in his name. Colorado air regulators have approved new environmental justice rules, but environmental justice groups aren't celebrating. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The new rules define disproportionately impacted communities. Those are lower-income neighborhoods, often with mostly black and brown residents, located near major pollution sources. Examples include North Denver, Commerce City, and Pueblo. Polluters in those areas will face tighter restrictions, and they'll pay fees for more extensive air quality monitoring. But environmental justice groups say the rules have way too many loopholes, and they're now considering a lawsuit to force the state back to the drawing board. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
United Airlines will add 6 new routes, a dozen more gates, and 3 new clubs at Denver International Airport. The expansion means the largest United Airlines hubs will include Denver along with Chicago and Houston. United said it expects to hire more than 2,300 people. New direct flights will include San Juan, Puerto Rico, and Montego Bay, Jamaica. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.